This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jennifer Fitzgerald. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good. Thank you, Robert.
And Jennifer is the co-founder and CEO of Policy Genius, which is the nation's leading online marketplace for insurance. So we're going to talk about the fascinating journey of building Policy Genius to be a leader. But let's start off, what actually is Policy Genius?
Sure. So the easiest way to think about Policy Genius is like an online marketplace for insurance. So think of us like Expedia for insurance. You need life insurance, you need auto insurance, disability or health insurance. You can go to our site. We have all the top providers. You can easily search, compare quotes, and when you're ready to buy, you can buy.
The website is, just so people know,
PolicyGenius.com.
Oh, we almost would have guessed that one. So what's really interesting, and you and I have talked before in the past, and you've been on CEO panels and stuff and have done a great job, you have a unique niche, and you're different than any other company in the market because you picked this one niche, and that seems to be really working for the customers and for you as well.
That's right. So we occupy a unique space in the market in that we're not an insurance company. We're a managed marketplace, meaning we are matching the insurance companies with potential buyers of insurance. And we don't hand those buyers off to the insurance company. We are with them every step of the way in the transaction. So helping with underwriting, making sure that their questions are answered, which does two things. One is it provides a really good customer experience in a category where customers just aren't familiar with it, right? They have no idea how to shop for insurance. They don't know what's a good rate. They don't know what the process
You're
looks like.
You're completely holding their hand.
Holding their hand every step of the way. And it's also great for the insurance companies because then they get a very good customer who's informed, who's more likely to convert to a paying customer and more likely to hold on to their policy because they knew what they were getting into and feel confident that they made the right purchase.
And in addition to that component of the market, you're also unique in that you serve really, I'd say it's about the 30, 35-year-old marketplace, and you're the complete leader in that.
We are. So our core customer is somebody in their 30s, up until their 40s, mass affluent, and critically having those key life events that pull people into the market for financial services. So our sweet spot is that 35-year-old customer who just had typically baby number two, because baby number one was so overwhelming they didn't get their act together financially.
Exactly.
But
and
baby number two.
And they didn't yet have to move out of their apartment.
Exactly.
But
so
now they have to.
Have to, you know, buying a home, had baby number two, and now have a whole checklist of things that they're working through. And the top of it is life insurance.
So how did you, it seems to me, if I was going to start, in retrospect, a life insurance company, I'd be like, that's where I want to start because they have every single need and they've never done anything and they want someone who's going to really be incredible in customer experience, right?
That's exactly right. And it seems in hindsight, you know, the logical choice. I think the difficulty is in the execution and figuring out what type of experience that they want. And what our, you know, secret sauce has been since the beginning is creating a hybrid digital and human experience, because what we found and what we always believed is that people want the experience to be digital and self-service up until the moment of truth where they actually have to pull the trigger on a purchase. And, you know, in the case of life insurance, for example, it's a 20 to 30 year contract that you're paying into and that you want to have faith that you made the right decision in case, you know, the unthinkable happens and your family has to make a claim on the policy. And at that point, you want validation from a human expert to say, yep, you're getting the right policy. You thought about it the right way. This is a reputable insurance company. So you you're not thinking about it the right way and you actually aren't getting enough coverage. And here's why. So it doesn't have to be a very labor-intensive human touch, but at the right moment, even that quick 10 to 15 minute validating conversation makes all the difference for these shoppers who are, you know, busy. They're juggling jobs and homes and kids, but they still want to make the right decision.
So talk about that model of combining bots with humans and digital with human and knowing how, because we, how's the right way? We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. They have their own companies, and they're trying to say, how do we get that mix right? What advice do you have to them?
The advice is start with the customer, right? So what fundamentally you have to do is not presuppose a solution based on something else you've seen in the market or in another industry. You have to start with what the actual customer journey is. And that's what we did, right? So we walked potential customers through, talk me about the last time you bought insurance. What did you do? Who did you talk to? Where did you go to research? Did you end up buying? If so, why not? What did you wish the process was like, right? So we started with that to really understand the customer. And then what you can do is actually test a few different experiences, right? Something purely digital, purely human, and the hybrid where you insert the human at different pieces, again, to get more valid feedback on what's going to resonate and what's going to have the highest likelihood of moving that customer from step A to step B and then beyond. So if you always start with the customer and are always focused on solving the exact problem for that customer, that'll lead you to the right path.
This is Robert Risa on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jennifer Fitzgerald, who is the co-founder and CEO of Policy Genius, which is the largest marketplace for insurance in America. So let's talk about the starting. So you've been working at McKinsey for a while, and it's 2014, and then all of a sudden you decide you're going to get a dog and you get Ruby, and then you decide, well, we're going to start a company. Now, little did you know it would be as big as it is now, but what was your thinking? And talk about the start and the lessons you learned in building a company like this. And this is just 5 years and you're already market leader.
Yeah. It's a leap of faith. So I was at McKinsey and worked with my co-founder there. That's where we met and started working together. And we served a lot of the big insurance companies in the U.S. and had a few light bulb moments that led us to figure out that this would be a meaningful opportunity to start a company. One was all the insurance companies were struggling with distribution in an increasingly digital world. So you and your listeners probably know that the main way that insurance has been distributed in America has been through the brick-and-mortar agent. They're not going anywhere, but that agent sales force is changing dramatically. So they're spending a lot more time upmarket with wealthier households. The agent sales force is getting older. The average age of an agent is 59 years old.
Which isn't a great connect with the 35.
Correct, right? And if you look at changing consumer preferences, that under 40 customer is used to doing everything online. So we saw all of that come together and present a pretty compelling opportunity. Now, we can always, you know, we spot opportunities every day, but the leap from opportunity to I'm going to quit my very nice job that I enjoy to start a company, and I had zero entrepreneurial background. I hadn't even done a lemonade stand as a kid, so this was a very big leap for me, but we had enough conviction about the idea, the opportunity. We felt comfortable enough working with each other that we said, you know, worst case scenario, we go back to our day jobs. Let's give it a shot.
And how did it grow from two up to, you know?
Very painfully at first. So I think that the hardest spot was probably the early days, where the very first day after you quit your job, you wake up and you say, now what?
Right.
What do I do first? And we made some mistakes in those early days. I think we focused more on, you know, creating the pitch deck instead of what we should have focused on was creating a digital experience and product faster to get in the hands of customers. Because the key thing about starting something, especially a digital company, is you want to create your initial beta product, and it's going to be not perfect and it's going to be full of bugs, but you want it in the hands of prospective customers as fast as possible, right? Because at the end of the day, you're going to live and die by whether customers want to use your product or service. And so the faster you can get, you know, a good read from them, the better your chances of success are. So early days, it was scrapping together some initial funding. It was hiring the initial team, and it was trying to build a, you know, website and platform that we could launch as fast as possible to see if it would resonate with consumers.
Okay. Is there one sentence of advice you have for entrepreneurs, if there are any listening in? And you've about 30 seconds till break.
So my one piece of advice for entrepreneurs is make sure that whatever idea you're pursuing, you're passionate about, because it's going to be a slog. So you are going to be living, breathing, eating this idea, getting people excited about it, getting customers excited about it, employees excited about it. So if you're not excited about it, you're probably not going to succeed, because it is a slog, and you have to be the person who is getting everybody else very energized about that vision.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Jennifer about all of your leadership philosophies and how you and your partner, how you've built the company to become a market leader. Back in a few.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jennifer Fitzgerald, who is the co-founder and CEO of Policy Genius. This is the largest insurance marketplace in America, and frankly, it was started in 2014. You've been in, like, the Peace Corps. You're actually a stand-up comedian before that. The winner of Trivial Pursuit, like, not Trivial Pursuit?
The New York City Trivia League. Yeah,
there you go. So, so you've all these things. Then you work for McKinsey. You start the company. We heard that you have to have passion.
Mm-hmm.
How do you grow it from two people to become an industry leader? Walk through your whole leadership advice.
Sure. So in terms of the journey, right, and the muscles it takes to build a company from an idea are very different from the muscles it takes to lead a company at scale. And this is something that I'm learning every day. Basically, every day I wake up so far is the biggest company I've ever led. So I'm still learning this. But in the early days, it's really around solving the right problem and building either the product or the service that's going to solve that problem for customers, right? So in venture capital parlance, this is called product market fit. So build the right product for the market and make sure that there's fit, right? So if you do that, and that's harder than it sounds, then it's all about distribution, right? How are you going to get this?
You test it out.
So in the early days, you can test it even just on pieces of paper. So our early prototypes of the website, we created on PowerPoint, because if there was one thing that we knew as ex-management consultants is how to make slides. So, you know, rather than, you know, spending the money to hire a digital product designer and developers, we did initial prototypes on PowerPoint. And we got those in front of consumers, and we said, pretend this is a screen that you're clicking on. Talk to us about what you're seeing. Give us feedback on it. Once we had a good enough read from, like, the super low-fidelity PowerPoint slides, then you move into a digital experience. So the philosophy around digital specifically is you want to de-risk as much as possible up front. So the analogy from, like, carpentry is, like, measure twice, cut once, because mm-hmm. Cutting is expensive and wood's expensive. The same thing with software development time. You want to de-risk as much as possible. So do your consumer research. Test it in the cheapest way possible, even if that's just on, like, literal printouts of pieces of paper. Once you have enough qualitative and quantitative data to suggest that the experience or the product or whatever it is that you're building is the right fit for the market, then you build and then you launch, right? And then after that, it really is kind of a war in the trenches for distribution. Digital advertising is tough and expensive. The algorithms in Google and Facebook are changing constantly. Partnerships can be a very long sales cycle. So most startups who get out of the build a product phase will live and die by distribution. And it's so hard during the early days, especially if you are in a crowded vertical like financial services. There's a lot vying out there for customer attention.
And how do you find the right team, hire the right team, and, you know, then you see your role completely changing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Grow. And the early days, it's probably the hardest because you have nothing, right? You don't have a brand. Nobody knows who you are.
Good name, Policy Genius.
We had a good name, but that was it, right? So you had two first-time founders and the website.
PolicyGenius.com.
So it's really around painting a vision and an opportunity that gets those initial folks excited. Over time, the nature of the people that you need are going to change. So in the early days, what you need are generally generalists, right? So people who can wear multiple hats, because things are going to be changing every day. You'll be doing everything from building the financial model to taking out the trash in the office, right? So you want to hire all-around athletes and generalists who can wear a lot of different hats. As you get bigger, then you need specialists, right? You need security engineers. You need people who know online advertising. So then you have to be good at understanding how to plan the org, what, you know, the profiles and attributes that you're going to need, because in the early days when it's just trench warfare, you need a different skill set than the bigger days when it's around scaling and execution. I think we invested early on in a very rigorous recruiting and hiring process. One of my favorite books that I read, and a good friend of mine who I worked with at McKinsey, is at this firm, GH Smart. So they do a lot of actually CEO and exec searches for, mm-hmm. for companies. And they published a book a few years ago called Who? So the method for hiring A players. And it's really great, full of tactical advice, and, you know, a lot of data that shows making the wrong hire, especially at the executive level, can basically create a 10x their salary in terms of mistake, right? Because
wow.
recruiting, hiring, onboarding, and then offboarding, if you make the wrong hire, is just very disruptive. And anybody who's done executive hiring knows how tough it is to get it right and how expensive it is if you get it wrong. So we, and one of our first hires that we made was our head of HR and people, who was very experienced in this. So we were very intentional in thinking about how do we make a very efficient recruiting process that increases the likelihood that we hire the right person for the right role. And it's really around, like, being very deliberate about what the scope of the role is going to be. What's the, I think in that book they call it the mission statement for the role, mm-hmm. right? Like, what's success going to look like? And if you work backward from that, it'll lead you to say, okay, this person needs to be doing this, not that. And then how to tease out the fit in the interview process, right? What do you ask in reference calls? What do you do up front?
Any specific questions that really work?
So the big one up front is around alignment for the day-to-day and get mm-hmm. specific, right? So I think one of the things that we have found is people who've only ever worked at big companies, that day-to-day looks different than at a company at our stage, right? So what I like to do is I dig into how are you spending your day-to-day. What, like, walk me through your calendar and what you're doing.
And, that's a great question.
Right. Because what you'll find is if that person is largely navigating bureaucracy, like going to meetings, managing stakeholders.
It's not for you.
It's not for us at this stage, right? Like,
and does this change in you're a digital company. Mm-hmm. Does this change in hiring digital people or not?
No, because it's the same, right? Because we have multiple functions in our company. We have HR, we have finance, you know, we have marketing. So we have digital and traditional functions. What matters is the scale at which we operate. So I like to say, particularly for leaders, you have to be able to operate at the 10,000-foot level and the 10-foot level and navigate between those levels, right? And it's a tough skill to have, and not everybody's been at those different levels, but it's absolutely critical for a company at our stage.
Okay, so at our stage, you have mm-hmm. 1 minute left. We're talking Policy Genius. That's policygenius.com, which was founded in 2014 and is already the largest insurance marketplace, focusing mostly on 35 to 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, who have all these new leads. Mm-hmm. You tie in digital until you get to a person, your whole unique model. Talk about the future of Policy Genius.
The future of Policy Genius is growth, 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 growth. Because if you think about the needs that this market has, especially as they get older, there's no shortage of it, right? So mm-hmm. we've tackled insurance, which we thought was the biggest opportunity, but, you know, they're always asking us to do more for them because we deliver a great experience. So help me figure out the right 529 plan for my child, or what should I do now that I'm getting a bonus at work, right? Should I buy more life insurance? Should
it's
I do something
question.
Else? Yeah.
Your people are going to have changing needs. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be going with those people, or are you still going to be focusing on the 30 to 35-year-olds, or are you going to do both?
We're going to do both.
Well, Jennifer, it is a real pleasure having you on the CEO show. Everyone, that's policygenius.com.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with John Davidson. How are you, John?
I'm very well. Glad to be here.
And John is CEO of Options Clearing Corporation. Now, a lot of people have heard OCC, but in fairness, I don't think everyone knows exactly what it does. It was founded in 1973. Just give a snapshot of why it was founded and what its role is in our economy.
Sure. Well, back in 1973, prior to 1973, options were only traded on an as-needed basis over the counter. And what happened was the folks in Chicago, then at the Chicago Board of Trade, decided, wouldn't it be an interesting idea to trade options the same way we trade stocks on an organized exchange? And in order to do that, in order to make the exchange auction process work, you have to have a central counterparty that really levels the credit worthiness of all the participants. It becomes the buyer to every seller and the seller to every buyer. And so in 1973, the same time in April of 73, when the first listed options market began trading, so too the OCC began. And then about a year and a half later, the American Stock Exchange said, well, these options are doing pretty well trading on an exchange. Why don't we trade those here in New York as well? And so the American Stock Exchange became the second entrant into the exchange-traded options business. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, in their wisdom, said, well, if you're going to start and join, let's just have a single clearinghouse, as opposed to what the stock exchanges had at that point in time. There were 8 regional stock exchanges around the country, including obviously the 2 large ones here, but each of them had its own central clearinghouse and its own central securities depository. Eventually, they all consolidated into the National Securities Clearing Corporation, as well as the Depository Trust Company, both based here in New York, that serve all of the exchanges. But the SEC said for options, we want to keep a single central counterparty, and the OCC became that.
So with the options, your role, talk about how you help create liquidity.
Sure. Well, creation of liquidity is really the fundamental responsibility of the central counterparty, because we allow people to trade with each other without having to make an assessment of each individual potential counterparty's creditworthiness. So you can have a market clearing single price. The national best bid, best offer is based on the fact that I don't have to worry about that small firm being on the other side of my trade as opposed to one of those large firms, because the party on the other side of my trade is always the OCC. And the OCC's creditworthiness is a matter of public record. We have a very rigorous system of admission. We have about 115 broker-dealers that are clearing members. Each of them had to pass and continue to pass a rigorous set of financial standards to join. We calculate margin requirements for the portfolios of options that they hold every day. And we also have a neutralized clearing fund, a default fund of currently a little over $10.5 billion that guarantees the performance of all of those clearing members. So through that system, the market makers that are a very important part of the options markets have the confidence to provide provide liquidity even in situations, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, where there's a fair amount of market volatility. That's the role of the OCC as a central counterparty.
So it sounds like on the surface, well, you're creating more risk because you're allowing people with less risk, but actually you've gone through all the due diligence of everything and you have the deep liquidity, so that's how it's actually removing risk and allowing the economy to move forward.
That is exactly correct. And if you think about what we do is concentrate risk. So you generally say, well, that might not be a good thing. The Dodd-Frank Act, for all of the good and not so good things.
If you want to generate significant wealth, they'll always tell you it's all about concentration diversification when you want to.
So we are determined by the federal government and our regulators to be a systemically important financial markets utility. That means we have to meet very high standards, both with respect to our financial integrity, but also with respect to our operations, the systems that we run, the data centers in which we run those systems. And we're inspected very frequently by both the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, with prudential oversight by the Federal Reserve Board.
And so let's say if you're working with all the 115 broker-dealers, and of course you're of great value to them, but how about to CEOs? Now, how does a CEO, and I know they might be on the board or they may have investments in their pension fund, but what is the real value to CEOs of OCC?
Well, options are fundamentally a risk management tool. So CEOs typically are very concerned about how their securities will trade in the marketplace, regardless of which of the major markets they list their securities on. And options allow those underlying securities transactions to happen more efficiently and more effectively. So CEOs are very interested, I think, in the different risk management techniques that are available to the market makers who are assuring high levels of liquidity both on the stock and the options markets. The access of institutional investors. So if, for example, a pension fund manager has a very large incoming tranche of funds to manage, they may hedge that incoming tranche of fund before they actually get it through the options markets so they can guarantee a particular price for that portfolio. So all of these risk transfer techniques happen because of the role of the OCC. And a lot of what happens at the OCC is quite similar to what's going on in the major corporations and even the not-so-major corporations around the country. We are trying to attract and retain talent. Between a third and a half of our 800 people in the workforce are technologists. And there are, as people know, just an unlimited number of opportunities these days for people with solid technology skills. We have a very important mission to make sure that our technology is well protected from all of the things that go out in the cyber universe.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And so making sure
and
that
political risk as well.
Political risk impacts the markets, absolutely, yeah. in unexpected ways. And consequently, the ability to make sure there's enough liquidity.
And what's called conduct risk as well.
Conduct risk is something that I think each of us as a CEO needs to really be concerned about, which is, what is it that our people are doing? Are we watching what our people are doing with a sufficient robustness? And really, what is it that they're doing when they don't think anyone's looking? And really, that comes from tone from the top. the CEO and the standards that she or he set sets the tone for the organization, drives the culture, and determines what is acceptable conduct and what is not.
And in such a fiduciary responsibility, what is your core philosophy as a CEO? And we'll talk more after the break, but start us off.
Well, my core philosophy is you always have to act yourself with the highest level of integrity. You have to have a high level of intellectual curiosity, and you have to have a very high EQ, an emotional quotient in addition to your intellectual quotient. And I think with those three things, you can really have success, obviously not so much for yourself, but for the organization that you're responsible to your shareholders for running.
Okay, and you're evolving as an organization to really change and become an influential advocate. Talk about that, and you have a minute before break.
Sure. So we have a very important role because we're owned by the five major exchanges in the options trading business, and all of the exchanges that trade options use our facilities. In working with the legislative component on Capitol Hill, as well as the various regulators, in making sure they are taking the best interests of the investing public and the market structure in the U.S. and making regulatory and legislative changes that facilitate the continuation of the United States as the deepest and most liquid capital markets in the world.
We're about to take a break. Thank you, John. When we come back, we're going to talk about something near and dear to your heart, which is D&I. So back in a few.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with John Davidson, who is the CEO of Options Clearing Corporation. And we've been talking about the role that you have and the importance of our economy and to CEOs in specific. As a leader here, I know you started talking about your leadership philosophy of integrity, but I know that D&I is really important to you in terms of diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely. So if you think about what people in the capital markets, what people in the investing markets generally need to do, they need to help the rest of the people in the country find investments that can help them meet their personal needs. That might be putting their children through college, that might be purchasing a home, any of a number of things. In order to customize the products that people need for those various needs, as well as the products that institutional investors, pension funds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds need, you have to have a whole variety of different approaches. Those different approaches are most available if you have a diverse number of perspectives in your organization. I went to graduate school at the University of Chicago, and it was fundamental in shaping my approach. I don't think there's any such thing as a bad question. I don't think there's any such thing as not wanting to understand the perspective of another person, even if you don't happen to agree with it. So getting all of those perspectives...
curiosity.
That's back to intellectual curiosity. Absolutely. Nothing should be off the table in terms of things that you find interesting. So having people from a variety of backgrounds, variety of genders, variety of ethnicities, and we have a number of immigrants on our staff. We have about 33% women, which we obviously need to do better. But the good news is that 33% of our officers are also women. So,
and actually, it's embarrassing. In financial services, that's a real problem. Your number is very, very high for financial services. Still not a good number, but very
exactly.
High.
And we need to keep working at that. And I think the importance of diversity and inclusion and the fact that we are paying more and more attention to that is very important. And we need to do a number of different things. My wife's also a professional, but she's a professional in the residential real estate business. So she could essentially set her own hours, and that worked great for raising our two children. But not everybody has those choices, and we need to make ways that women and men, for that matter, can leave the workforce for a point in time, come back when their family situation or taking care of their elder parent situation changes, and bringing them seamlessly out of and into the workforce without making them sort of start over again from a career perspective. All of those challenges, I think, are part of the diversity and inclusion formula that we need to work on.
So let's talk about the whole transformation at OCC. You had a great CEO prior to you, Craig Donahue, and you've had a lot of vision of how you're transforming the organization, and one of the keys here is diversity and inclusion. What are the other leadership tenets?
Well, I think Craig did a great job of starting us on the transformation role. Certainly, there were a number of years that, for a variety of reasons, the OCC did not make sufficient investments in modernizing its technology. So fundamental to the transformation of OCC is replacing our 20-year-old technology. It's actually very strong, robust technology. It is volume insensitive. We have no control over how much trading goes on the 16 different exchanges that we provide service for. So we can handle increases of volume very easily. We run our operation from a data center in Dallas, Texas, just outside Dallas, Texas, and another one in the Chicago metropolitan area. They back each other up, so we have a high level of resiliency, but we don't have a lot of flexibility. And as the financial engineering part of the world has advanced, there are additional techniques for managing the risk of these very large options portfolios, and we need to be able to accommodate those into our environment. So a large part of our transformation is technology-based. We're working with a very strong partner. Actually, one of our owners, NASDAQ, recently purchased a small technology firm in Stockholm called Cinnober, and NASDAQ is working, co-developing with us a lot of the core elements of this technology.
Is a lot of it in the cloud then?
We will be moving.
I'm thinking because of the storage.
Yes, so we will be moving from these two on-premises data centers into a cloud environment.
Okay, so let's talk about like 2008. What, you know, the entire financial debacle. What are you doing to ensure that something like that doesn't happen again? This is what everyone wants to know, of course.
Yes, so I actually joined Citigroup in April of 2008, and I didn't, in the risk management department, didn't really have a good understanding.
You're one of the few CEOs who has the risk management background, which is interesting, too.
I came up the operations, risk, and compliance channel.
Not the revenue.
Not the revenue-generating channel, so I have a bit of a different perspective. Look, I don't think you can figure out what the next financial crisis is going to be. You can figure out that there's definitely going to be one, but all of past history has shown that it will be different than what happened in 2008. So we have to have much more robust infrastructure. And I think the U.S. government and the governments in Europe and Asia have done a really good job with making sure institutions like OCC are held to a very high standard of integrity, both in terms of their operations, but also in the way they conduct themselves. We have to make sure that banks and broker-dealers have the right level of capital. Not crazy levels of capital that actually deter people from making investments or providing liquid markets, but enough capital to cover not only the risks that they can see, but the unknown risks, the so-called black swans that are pretty far out the distribution curve. And if we do those things well and keep track of how we're leading our companies and making sure people understand the importance of their conduct, because there were an awful lot of conduct flaws during the financial crisis, just before and even after. And that's really, it seems to me, having strong infrastructure, having robust but not overstrenuous capital rules, making sure people understand all of the risks, including cyber risk, which is a growing issue for everyone and certainly one which we pay a lot of attention to. That's the success, not of avoiding the next financial crisis, but being able to manage our way through it.
On that note, John, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed being here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.